Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. No, that's cheesy. All right. Welcome to the current episode of The Alternate Universe featuring DJ Roomba. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You can visit our website. You're probably on it at wjrh.org. And hopefully we got a good show for you tonight. I got a good show for you tonight. That's right. It's all me. Tonight's episode is, it's appropriately called A Rainbow of Music. My idea for this little episode, regularly sized episode, was that I'd play a song with all the colors of the rainbow. I don't know, it just struck me as what might be a good idea. Clever, keep the audience, my listeners, intrigued as to what my next pick might be. I know a few friends have figured out what some of my picks are, and I guess that's that then. Alright. First up, we've got a track from Ben Folds 5, The Ben Folds 5. Some of you may know that Ben Folds, according to a sign outside here, he played at Lafayette. I'm not sure if that's actually true. I think he only played at Muhlenberg, which is close, but it's not Lafayette. So, that's a fun possible fact there. And, from Ben Folds 5, the Ben Folds 5, we'll be having the track Your Redneck Past from the 1999 album, The Unauthorized Biography of Reinhold Messner. There we go.
La la la.
Wow, what a pleasant end to a song. Not not funny. Anyway, next up, we just had Your Redneck Past from the Ben Folds 5. You might have noticed that's an awfully long album title they have. The Unauthorized Biography of Reinhold Messner. For those of you who aren't, who didn't Google this song this afternoon, Reinhold Messner climbed Mount Everest, one of the first people to do so, and Ben Folds, leader of the Ben Folds Five, which is actually a funny story. There's only three people in the Ben Folds Five. Isn't that just dandy and hilarious? So Reinhold Messner climbed Mount Everest, and this is that was a part of his unauthorized biography, even though he's from Germany, so he's clearly not a redneck. Anyway, enough of me talking. So for those of you, for my rainbow enthusiasts at home, you'll know that the next, we had red in that last song, and up next we've got a song with the word orange in it. And in order to fulfill our need for orange, we're going to have a little track from R.E.M. off their 1988 album Green, and it's a little track called Orange Crush. And there, REM with Orange Crust. One of our, I think our first anti-war song of the night. Not something I intended to do, but something that happened nonetheless. I think we'll do an, what are they called? We'll do a PSA early tonight. This morning. Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should a disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council. Anyway, that's two songs down, two colors of the rainbow down. And next up, for those of you following along at home or in your dorm rooms or wherever you're listening to the Alternate Universe, next up we've got a song called Yellow. That's it, just Yellow. I like to keep it simple when it's available to me and that possibility is available to me. So, we've got a track called Yellow from the band Coldplay off their 2000 album Parachutes. And
I bleed myself dry. all the things that you do.
And there, Coldplay with Yellow. That's a little background on that song. It was written as a joke by Chris Martin, I think. No, it was. According to Chris Martin. It's about unrequited love, something I don't know anything about. Alright, let's check out the internet and see what that says about Coldplay's Yellow. Nothing exciting, I'm afraid. Well received by music critics, and hopefully well received by my audience. Ah, yes, there we go. 3 out of 8 done. In speaking in rainbow terms. And next up, hopefully y'all know that next color up is green. And for that, to fulfill our green requirement, we'll be playing the song I'm So Green by the German krautrock band Can. That's right, that's just three letters. Three letters for that band name, C-A-N, all caps, off their album that I don't know how to pronounce because it's in Turkish. And it's spelled, no, I'm not even going to attempt to try it. It's off a 1972 album. Very influential, and I hope it influences you.
Those lights becoming nobody. Those lights making whole. Those lights making all my head. Those lights.
And there, Can, with their track, I'm So Green, remastered in 2004. Not that that's very important or anything. Now that song, I mentioned briefly that it was influential. It's been covered a few times, famously by Beck, who my most dedicated listeners will know I'm a fan of. What else? Very influential. The band Pavement, the lead singer Stephen Malkmus said that he fell asleep to the song for about 3 years and influenced him. The album it came off of, which in English translates to Aegean okra, Aegean being the western region of Turkey and okra being a type of green bean. Yeah, that influenced artists as varied as Kanye West and Spoon. Spoon, the band, named themselves after another track off the album called Spoon. Isn't that just great? Anyway, next up, y'all know that next track up's got to be Blue. And to fulfill that requirement to satisfy that hunger for some Blue, we're going to be playing, or I'm going to be playing, the track from the Electric Light Orchestra called Mr. Blue Sky off of the 1977 album Out of the Blue. So I got double blue there. I'm very good. Anyway, here's Mr. Blue Sky.
Face. Welcome to the
There. Mr. Blue Sky by the Electric Light Orchestra off the 1977 album Out of the Blue. That song's been called Beatles-esque in the past. And fun fact about the song is that for those of you listening closely, you might have noticed some cowbell. But in the credits of the album, in the liner, is it liner notes? Is that the thing? Is that the word? Whatever. And those, the member of Electric Light Orchestra who had played the cowbell was not credited for playing cowbell in that song. He was instead credited for playing the fire extinguisher, which, I don't know, with the right attitude and the right musical instruments, might sound like a cowbell. I wouldn't know. Haven't tried. Anyway, that's that then. Next up, for those... I'm not even going to do that anymore. Yeah, I've been making sure I got the rainbow right. Next up, it's actually been very, very difficult. Oh, I actually failed in my task of finding a song with the word indigo in the title that was really high quality enough for my radio show. So it's kind of a problem, but I found a workaround to it. So hopefully if I've got some close friends listening to the radio show, they might know this little tune by the Grateful Dead. It's their track Box of Rain, and it's off the album, wait for it, Crimson, White, and Indigo. So it counts. Anyway, it's their track Box of Rain, played live and on July 7th, 1989 at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. So here's the Grateful Dead with Box of Rain.
Oh,
and there. Oh, yeah. Figure that one out. We've got... Great. Oh, no. I'm getting a call right now. But I'm not some sort of person who's going to halt my show just for a call. But on the other hand, that's tempting. But no, we must finish the rainbow before I take any calls. And we're so close. There we had Indigo, our second to last member of the rainbow, according to old scientific facts. But I've just been informed during the playing of that song that Indigo, according to actual scientist Walter John Dean Kennedy, is not a part of the rainbow. So that's that. It's a fun fact. So the fact that I couldn't get Indigo into a song name doesn't even matter. Just like everything in life. Stay in school. Why did I say that? It's poorly executed. Anyway, in what will be our first Coldplay song of the night, we're going to be playing Coldplay's song Violet Hill. It's a single off their 2008 album, Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends. Now, for those of you following along at home, yes, this is after Coldplay sold out, but I'm just a single radio DJ looking to make ends meet and looking to complete the rainbow. And in the interest of completing the rainbow, we'll be playing Coldplay's Violet Hill.
Was a long and dark December. From the rooftops I remember there was snow, white snow. Clearly I remember from the windows they were watching while we froze down below. When the future's architecture by a silent still. So if you love
you let me know. If you love me, won't you let me know?
Well, gotta say, I was pleasantly surprised by that track. I've actually never listened to it fully before this radio broadcast, but just did. And I gotta say, I enjoyed it, especially that nice, calm piano outro. Now, for those of you who like to follow rules, myself included, well, first, before we open the phone lines, gotta read another PSA for the government. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. FAST. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Anyway, just want to let everybody know that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This you're listening to the Alternate Universe, featuring your host, DJ Roomba. And you can visit us online, you're probably already there, at WJRH.org. And if you're interested in calling, finally, you can give us a call at 610-330-5316. I'll repeat it a couple more times. That's 610-330-5316, 610-330-5316. And I ask that you, if you call, please don't swear. Please, because I don't want to pay a $10,000 fine, and I'll probably sue you. That's because that's always a fun thing. And now, oh wait, should I go for another PSA while I'm waiting? Why not? Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably think the same about us. Like, why do people talk incessantly to those things we call cell phones? But despite any funny habits you may have, a shelter pet will still love you. A pertinent person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org. Now, that's kind of a shame now. I had a caller when I didn't want a caller. Right, I had a caller when I didn't want one, and now that I want a caller, I don't have one. I just wanted to congratulate the Los Angeles Dodgers on advancing from their series against the Washington Nationals. They won 4-3. I know my friend Luke is very happy about it. All right, well, seeing as I'm feeling a little unloved right now, we'll play some more music. Give the people what they want, apparently. I'm not mad. So, what do I want to play next? I think we will play the St. Vincent... do I really want to... Yeah, we'll play the St. Vincent track Black Rainbow off her 2007 Everett Actor. And hope my listeners enjoy.
There's a black rainbow above my house, match the curtains in the floors. Think I'm glass, I think I'm breaking it, wrecking ball outside the door. See it all. Bird outside the kitchen, fighting his reflection. What's he gonna win when he wins? Unkissed boys and girls of paradise, lining up around the block, back pockets full of dynamite, while the neighbors
go. We had Black Rainbow from St. Vincent. I have no fun facts about this song. It's not a fun song, I don't think. I don't know, I wasn't really listening. It's a good song. I'm a big fan of St. Vincent. Alright, I'll give listeners one more chance to call in before I start calling people, just to bring some meaning to this show. Oh man, it's a slow one. Alright. Your phone number to call is 1-610-330-5316, 1-610-330-5316, 1-610-330-5316. Oh, delightful. The number that called earlier has decided to call back in. Oh, good. Delightful. All right, here we go. Okay. Answer.
My friend's like radio.
Hello, hello, wait, I turn this, hello.
Hello?
Hi, Eric, I know it's you.
Oh my god, how do you know it's me?
You have a distinctive voice.
Oh, thank you.
How's, Sacred Heart, is it Sacred Heart?
It is Sacred Heart.
Oh, yes, good. How's it going?
It's going great, I miss you, Neil.
I miss you too, Eric, I miss our ComGov sessions.
What was that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Our comparative government sessions, and,
That was just the greatest thing ever.
It was great. Wait, what'd you end up getting on the... You got a 3, right?
No, I lied. I got a 2.
Oh, no. Eric, come on.
I think I was the only one to get a 2.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay. Wait, what are you doing? Know. Are you doing government at Sacred Heart or not?
Oh, God, no. I'm doing, like, 18 bio classes, though.
So. Oh, okay. Oh, that's even worse, then.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish.
But I certainly appreciate the call. Are you in?
Oh, yes, great music.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. I wasn't...
I'm a fan.
How's Mr. Dunnigan? Is he...
He's here, yeah.
He's here, oh, he's... Wow, yeah. Are you guys roommates?
No, God, no. Oh. I do have a roommate whose name is Chris G, so I'm like, wait, there's two of them.
That's funny. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Dunnigan actually is here. He wants to say hi.
Okay. I have to turn down the volume.
All right. It's here. Bye, Neil.
Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Chris. How are things?
It's good.
That's good
doing
to hear.
Business.
What?
What?
I can't hear you. Oh, there we go.
Here we go. We're good?
Yes, we're good.
Okay.
How are things?
Oh, you know, it's good. I'm dying because of my major.
Are you in the sciences, I would assume?
No, I'm business, and I'm doing spreadsheets. So yay.
Ooh, spreadsheets. That doesn't sound too exciting to me.
No. You want air crack?
No, I mean, whatever you feel is the right thing to do. Maybe I'll just hang up. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Okay, yeah. Then you do that. Man.
There we go. I hung up. Great. Those are a couple of my friends, I think. Well, they were my friends. I just hung up on them. But, let's see. How about we get... All right. I had this song on the playlist. It's a favorite of mine. It's a little bit an obscure track. A deep cut, if you will. And I think listeners would enjoy it. It's a favorite song. Anyway, it's the Stranglers with the track Golden Brown off their 1981 album La Folie. That's LA FOLIE, and it's a little good song that I enjoy, and I hope you enjoy too.
Texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Golden Brown by the Stranglers. And 1981 album. Just generally old playlist today. Well, not old. Relatively old, considering my regular playlists. I didn't think I'd make it this far. And as such, not sure what I'll play. We got some New Order, as in the band New Order with their track Blue Monday. The rest of my tracks are colored. They're all, I guess you could say they're color-coded. Oh, that was a good one. So there we had Golden Brown, which is, of course, the color. We had Black Rainbow, which is a color and our theme for the night, morning, whatever you choose. And, is that a call? Oh, man. Oh, delightful. Let's see who this is. Hello.
Neil.
Who's Chris. Oh, my God. Yes.
From Clemson.
From Clemson. Oh, thank you for calling.
You know what? I owe it to you because I missed you last week.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I hope I'm not waking anybody up.
You know what? You're not, because I'm in my bathroom right now.
The acoustics are great. I can hear him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I heard everything with the radio station going. I love the music.
Oh, thank you so much. The radio station is a lot of fun. It's very laid back. I'm having a lot of it. It wasn't too difficult to get a show. I got the training down. I'm learning how to use all the audio equipment, and it's just generally a good time. That Clemson football team is really good, I gotta say.
You know what? It's amazing having great football teams.
Yeah, you're really rubbing it in. All right, Chris, I'm sure you wouldn't know. Maybe you do know, but so far this season, let me see. I've seen 5 Lafayette losses in a row.
I've seen straight wins from Clemson. So
undefeated. Yeah, I was at Fordham this weekend, and Lafayette lost 58-34. It was a lot of touchdowns from Fordham. It was hard to watch.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, Chris, do you have anything off the top of your head, like any color themed songs that I can play for you?
Ooh, color themed songs.
I know it's a tough ask.
The only thing I can think of right now is Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Oh, that's on the playlist. That's on the playlist.
No way.
It is.
Oh my God. One of my favorites from his new album.
Oh, you haven't talked about his new album yet. It's really great. All
right. We'll talk later.
We will definitely talk later about Frank Ocean's new album Bomb. But Chris, thanks so much for calling. Great to have a guest on the show. See you later.
All right. See you later, Neil.
See ya. Bye bye. Wow, what an excellent suggestion from a great friend. No qualifications there. Great friend, Chris Delmond. And a great suggestion from a great friend. So anyway, let me just type this into the computer. Hope everybody's... Okay, great. And so with that, we'll go to the next song of the night, which is going to be Pink and White off Frank Ocean's new album, Blonde.
That's the way every day goes, every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all downhill from
love with summer shade. Nose dive in the floodlines. Tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you, gave you tools just to stay alive, and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed, you showed me love.
There we had Frank Ocean with his track Pink and White, and some hopefully successful censoring of some words that... No, I did good. I got it. Anyway, I don't know what to put up next. I think that's a lie. Fun fact, Radiohead, perhaps my favorite band, just at midnight, so an hour and 11 minutes ago, they released In Rainbows Disc 2 on streaming services worldwide, and as such, I'm able to play for you, even though I own the album anyway, a little track off the Disc 2 of their album In Rainbows, which really ties in with the theme. It really does. And, all right, so we got a few tracks I like off that album, but I think the one I'll be choosing today is a little song called Down is the New Up. And we just type it in. We're doing a very improv episode tonight, apparently. Anyway, back to the music, and probably our last song, unfortunately. But now we're going to have Down is the New Up from Radiohead.
Sell a
And there, one of my favorite Radiohead tracks. We had there, Down Is the New Up off the In Rainbows Disc 2, off if you bought the deluxe edition, that's on the second disc. And for those of you who use streaming services, now available as of 77 minutes ago. What a delight, and what a happy coincidence for our rainbow-themed episode that an In Rainbows Disc 2 set is now available on streaming services, on fine streaming services near you. I'd like to thank all my listeners for joining me, especially those who called in. So we got Chris Delmond, Chris Dunnigan, Eric Rosenhammer, and as always, my Lafayette friends, especially Luke D'Andrea on this happy, happy day for him as the Los Angeles Dodgers win in the NLDS and advance to playing another team. I don't know what that team is, but glad the Dodgers made it this far, as the New York teams had a rough year. Anyway, enough of me for tonight. This morning, I got to figure that one out. Hope everybody has a good week. Good Friday. Congrats, you made it to Friday. Hope everyone has a good Friday, good weekend, a good week, and I look forward to speaking at you next Thursday night, Friday morning. Everybody have what I just said. Goodbye.
Better, happier, more productive, comfortable, not drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week, getting on better with your associate employee contemporaries, at ease, eating well, no more microwave dinners and saturated fats, a patient better driver, a safer car, baby smiling in backseat, sleeping well, no bad dreams, no paranoia. Careful to all animals, never washing spiders down a plug hole. Keep in contact with old friends, enjoy a drink now and then. We'll frequently check credit at Moral, Bank, Hole in Wall. Favors for favors, fond but not in love. Charity standing orders.